Episode 494, Change Your Story, Change Your Life.
Moms, it's time to rediscover, rejuvenate, and renew who you are in mind, body, and spirit. Welcome to Create Your Now, Your Best Selfie, the show to help you do just that. Here's your host, certified life coach, personal trainer, and nutritionist, Christiane Wargo.
Staring at a stop sign, watching people drive by.
Happy, happy day, sweet ladies. Whoop, whoop, what's up? Yes, what is up with you? What's new in your life today? Are you on a mission? Are you ready to accomplish absolutely everything? Okay, no, pick your top three. I'm just going to start there. Change your story, change your life. That's what we're chatting about today. Our girl time is on. It's on. It's going to be fun. But first off, I have to give a shout out to Tiffany, Carla, Susan, and Tiffany. Welcome to Women of Impact. For those of you who are kind of like scratching your heads, what's Women of Impact? Well, if you haven't heard, you need to come on over to Facebook. If you click on that little I on your podcast app, when you click on it, there's lots of information that comes up. That's information called the show notes. You can also get it at createyournow.com and go to podcast and you'll see it there too. But this is the shortcut. Anyway, right there, you will see Women of Impact. You can click on that link. It'll take you right to our Facebook group, or you can do it longhand and go to facebook.com and search for Women of Impact. You'll see it there with the gorgeous mountains. Request to join and I will approve your membership. We want you there. We have an amazing group of women and we're growing every single day. There is no reason why each of you should not be in that group. We're there to lift each other up and encourage each other. And for those of you who are brand new, welcome to the family. Welcome to Create Your Now. We are an amazing, an incredible group of women. We don't know how to do life perfect. In fact, we don't do life perfect. We are living out our purpose, taking one step at a time, leading to miles of greatness. And we're doing it together. We're learning through our stories as we can share things. And here, I'm hoping to be able to share lots of things with you all, which I seem to do absolutely, well, every single day. And that's where you can find us. We are here 7 days a week. We are, and it's a lot of fun. So I'm thrilled that you're here, delighted, and we got to jump in right now. Are you living the story worth telling? If not, change your story, change your life. In the previous episode, 493, The Story Worth Living, we talked about that you, Y-O-U, are the story worth living. It's you. It's all about you. We all want to be a part of a story. In fact, our heart longs for it. You know, we were created by a magnificent storyteller. Jesus walked this earth. He spoke in what? Parables. And now we have the opportunity to read the stories within the Bible. We all want to be a part of stories. Some people you may know even create drama so they can be part of a story worth living. Well, at least in their opinion, it's a story worth living. Some of you may be like, nope, not for me. I'm kind of past that high school thing. But some people are attracted to that. But maybe you don't like the story you are living now. Stories bring connection, meaning, belonging to. It makes you feel like you matter. Stories are a way to your identity. They help form who you are. They allow you to, quote unquote, identify with who you are, maybe who you're becoming or who you want to be. When you meet someone and begin to learn about them, you may relate to them through their stories. Some of you find that here. Within the podcast and all the episodes, I share stories with you. This is part of my life. And so some of you may be like, oh man, I can relate to that one. Oh, I got that one. I don't have that one at all. Oh, but I've got that one. So see, stories are very relatable. And with stories, we create what? Relationships. It's also a way to create memories. It helps us to connect the mind with the body and the spirit with the heart. Whoa. Stories are good until you don't like living where you are. Remember that episode 493, The Story Worth Living? Stories are good until you don't like living where you are. You see, you are worth living, but sometimes we don't always like where we're living. Why do you buy or rent a new home? Change of address? Why do you do it? Because a home you're currently living in is no longer serving you. It's not meeting your needs. Your story that you keep telling yourself may not be serving you now. It may be just kind of adding to more anger in your life. Maybe it's keeping you in the trenches where you really don't want to be. Maybe it's caught in a high school kind of mindset. And it's like, oh man, I want to get out of it, but I don't know how. The stories that are told are really story tales. You've heard of fairy tales, right? Fairy tales are pretend. We use our imagination. And most of the time they end in what? Living happily ever after. Your story worth telling, you want to live happily ever after. But if you're not liking where you're living now, then you need to what? Change your story, change your life. In your story tales that you're telling, what are they filled with? Well, obviously they're filled with facts. But sometimes when we don't like the stories that we're in, we don't like where we're living right now, we begin to embellish them. We add in the quote unquote extras, like in the movies. You know, we have those, they pay for those people and extra actors. I mean, think about this. You have a story to tell, and it is about an amazing quarterback. And so you have the team, and you have the opposing team, and they're on the field. Well, if that's the movie, that's not real realistic, is it? It's not true to life, because at a football game, what? The stadium's filled. So you have all these people around watching every single move you make. You have the cheerleaders, you have the band, you have loud music. You have people yelling and screaming things next to you. You have a whole line of extra football players on the sidelines. You have coaches. These are the extras. We tend to embellish our stories and turn them into story tales. You may over-exaggerate some of the details. Some of you may even create the drama. You know, yeah, you know who you are. And maybe you've tried to steer yourself away from that, but there are some people who like that adrenaline rush. They feel like that is something worth living, having that story and being a part of it. It's bigger than who they are. It's like a living soap opera. Why do you get attracted to a certain television show? There's a suspense there. There's something there that you want more of. Those are our story tales. What story tales are you telling yourself today that may not be serving you? Change your story, change your life. You have different seasons in your life. There's a time to grow. There's a time to rest. There's a time to just be present. There's even a time to die. We have seasons in our life, and our story needs to reflect those seasons. So what season are you in now? And the story that you're telling yourself, number one, is it a story that's worth living? It's a story that you want to keep telling. Or if you're like, oh no, I'd kind of like to add some extras in there. I'd like to make some tweaks and some changes. I would like to make some revisions. Please, editor, get at it. Why? Because you're the editor. You're the editor of your own story. So if you want to change your story and change your life, what do? Here is the KISS, the Keep It Simple strategy. Change the story you're telling yourself. Whoa. Change the story you're telling yourself. What story did you tell yourself this morning when you woke up? What story were you mumbling in your head after you had a fight with your husband? What story are you telling yourself about your teenage child who's having some problems in school? What story are you telling yourself about your business that you're trying to grow and you just don't feel like you're getting any traction, change the story you're telling yourself. Change your story, change your life. Now, this is very what? Simple. Okay, this is the KISS, the keep it simple strategy. So no, this is the simple one. We're going to get a little bit deeper later, but we're going to start here. Number one, in order to change the story you're telling yourself, you need to journal your new story about 5 to 10 minutes a day. Journal your what? Your new story. Maybe you're not into journaling. Oh my goodness, it is so awesome. You have to give it a try. Don't go out there and spend lots of money yet on a $20 journal. Oh, you can spend some money on a journal. I'm telling you, those journal makers are making some money. And they're beautiful. They are gorgeous. And they all have a purpose. But if you were just beginning, or maybe you're just kind of an intermediate, beginner learner, get something basic. I've even journaled in my kids' old notebooks. They bring them home at the end of the school year. And they love to I need scratch paper, or they like to doodle and draw and things like that. And so I just keep their extra notebooks because most of the time they're not going to use them next year, but they're still like 2/3 of the way full. So I'll take them and I'll take out one piece of paper at a time. And yeah, it may end up only being 50 sheets of paper, but you know what? You haven't started writing anything yet. So better starting with that small thing that didn't cost you any extra money for you to what? Begin to change the story you're telling yourself. So journal your new story. Use basic notebook paper. Use a big poster board. That would be even better. Journal, okay, about 5 to 10 minutes. Now, if you've never done it before, aim for one time a week. I guarantee you do it once, you're going to do it twice that week. There's just something about it. It's so freeing. And give yourself that opportunity. Maybe it's Sunday nights that you do it. On a downtime. Maybe you guys have a family night and you're watching a show, but maybe you're not into that show. Maybe you can grab your journal during that time and write for a few minutes during a commercial segment. Journal your new story. Number two, write your snapshot belief statement and post it. And what I mean by this is this. This Number two, write your snapshot belief statement and post it. Your snapshot belief statement comes from your new story. So what I mean by this, let me give you an example. I am a confident, strong woman building a business to afford her family a vacation each year. Now you're like, now, Christiane, how does that have anything to do? Well, maybe in the time of this woman's life, she is working hard to provide a vacation for her family, and her focus is to build her business. She's kind of been dabbling in it a little bit. Maybe not quite treating it as a hobby, but not full-fledged in as a business. So now she's putting her belief statement based on her new story, saying, I want to give something special to my family. I want to be able to contribute. I want my hard work to give to the family. This is what her statement is giving. Make sense? So write your snapshot belief statement and post it. So write it on a little post-it, stick it on your mirror, put it in your wallet. Better yet, make a little motivation sticky for your actual phone so it comes up on your screen. No one's going to know that that's you. Everybody has motivational post-its. I call them post-its. They're not post-its, but a motivational screensaver. So put it on there. If you feel uncomfortable, then put it to where you can get to it very quickly because you need to see it. That's why it's called a snapshot. You need to be reminded. Why? Because this is new. And when anything is new, you need to be reminded of it every single day. Did you hear me? Okay, good. Number three, speak in the language of your new story. Whoa, that one's hard. It's not real hard, but it is because you're like, whoa, what do you mean speak in the language? If you've been telling yourself and living out this story before, your previous story, for 10, 15 years, You need to start internalizing and hearing yourself speak your new story with a new language, calling yourself confident, calling yourself healthy, calling yourself, I am an owner of a business. Man, when you call yourself a business owner, do you think that changes how you think your quote unquote hobby business is? Yeah, because you look at it as I'm a business owner. Oh my gosh, I'm a business owner. You are. You take ownership of it. You need to speak in the language of your new story. Actually verbalize it out loud. If you want to, record it. Come on into our Facebook group. Ladies that are there now, you can actually do a recording and post your video and say, this is my new story. This is my story. Maybe you're happy with the story that you're telling. Then tell us your story. That gives us a way to relate. Remember, stories bring about connection. They are part and the biggest part of how we are so different. We as in human beings versus other mammals. This is what makes us amazing and incredible because God created us in his image. So change the story you're telling yourself. Journal your new story, write your snapshot belief statement, and number three, speak in the language of your new story. Now, maybe you're saying, I've been doing this. I kind of like it. Or I really want to go even deeper. Guess what? You can go deeper. And we're going to go deeper too. But sometimes it's difficult to do it on just an episode because we don't have a lot of time. And in order for us to know each other and learn even more, we have to what? Connect. And our way of connecting is through a discovery call. Go on over to createyournow.com, click on Let's Connect, and send me a little note saying, Christiane, I want that discovery call. I want to go a little bit deeper in my life. Every single one of you listening has the opportunity to do a discovery call. Now, I only have so many openings a week to do this, but I will book it out for as long as I need to in order to serve you. This is free. This costs nothing. And I guarantee you, you are going to walk away with at least one, if not three things that are going to change your life. Wow. Wouldn't that be cool? Yeah. So come on over. I'm here to serve you. And this will allow you an opportunity to jump in a little bit deeper and see whether or not, is coaching for me? When you are in the trenches, the climb seems steeper and too messy to muddle through. Reach out and rise up. Reach out. I'm here to help you rise up. Maybe the story you're living now isn't the story worth living. Take a pause today. Change your story. Change your life. It all starts with you. Be present. Be incredible. Be you. I love you so very much. I cannot wait to see you on the other side. Blessings, love, and lots and lots of hugs. We'll talk to you real soon. Bye-bye.
Feeling inspired, ready to train for life, and love your journey? Visit createyournow.com for more incredible resources to help you along the way. We'll see you next time on Create Your Now, Your Best Selfie. And remember, always be sure you consult your physician before beginning any health and fitness plan.